Hello, welcome to the Friday, February 7th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Next Tuesday, of course, we will have Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, and as usual, Microsoft came up with its advance notification today. We should expect another light Patch Tuesday, only 5 bulletins, and only 2 of these bulletins are considered critical. What I found quite interesting is that we should not see a patch for Internet Explorer, neither should we see a patch for Office, which is highly unusual. Not sure when we had this happening the last time. And then among the patches we see, pretty much all of them are Windows with one for security software, maybe Forefront or something like that, and a .NET patch, but the .NET patch also affects Windows. And 6 months ago, Microsoft also announced that with the Patch Tuesday this February, we will also see a deprecation of MD5 signatures for certificates. So your time is up, and I hope you don't use them anymore because Microsoft software will no longer consider them valid. This can be a problem for some embedded devices, and it's sort of ironic, but just today I ran into one such device, a security camera that's made by Axis. They're actually not the cheap kind of security cameras, but a little bit more expensive ones. They do allow HTTPS access, and the way you install a certificate on this particular camera is you have this camera itself create a key, a certificate signing request, which in itself is not wrong, but those certificates and certificate signing requests will only come with an MD5 hashed signature. So with those devices, you'll be stuck, and your Windows systems may no longer recognize these certificates as valid. Actually, for quite a while, you probably had a hard time getting those certificate signing requests signed. Pretty much all public signing authorities did already reject MD5 hashes for probably the last 2 years or so. So unless there's a firmware update in these cases, you're probably stuck with this or have to look for a different vendor for future purchases. Now, the next story, I have to preface a little bit by saying that I really do like password safes if they're implemented correctly. I think it's really the only way how you can have different passwords for different websites, and that's something you really should have. Well, one application that I would exclude from this statement is probably Splash ID from Splash Data. This is a password safe, and like many of these applications, it has two options how you can sync your data. One is over Splash ID's cloud service, probably a better idea than using a generic cloud service, but still, I'm usually not feeling all that comfortable with these cloud services. The other way, and if I would have used a Splash ID, I would have done it that way, and that's via a local network connection. Sad to say, Splash ID had some server issues. Now, if you used the cloud service to synchronize your data, then temporarily you had no access to your passwords. That may be bad, but after the cloud service came back, everything was back to normal. For those of you who used the local network to synchronize your data, not that great, because still a Splash ID needed to access the cloud service to verify its license. And sadly enough, once the service came back, some of the non-cloud-based passwords were lost. So in this case, the bad license verification then resulted in data being deleted or at least lost and no longer being available from the local system. Well, what do you do if you have a problem like this? You go to the company's user forums, and that's what happened. The result was that because of all of the bad comments that Splash data got about Splash ID and this server failure, they now shut down the server, the user forum, and there is really no way for you to get access to all the tips that people posted here to get their data back. At this point, I have only found a German site that had some ideas. I will post a link to it. Maybe by the end of the recording and doing another Google search, I'll find the actual full link to an English language site, and I'll post that as well. And the Syrian Electronic Army tried to hijack yet another high-profile domain, this time Facebook.com. Lucky for Facebook, unlucky for the Syrian Electronic Army, the hijack didn't quite work as expected. They were able to actually change some of the Whois information, like the address, but they were not able to actually then change the name servers. Facebook did pay attention or hired someone to pay attention for them and was able to prevent a takeover of the domain. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.